Blog Talk Radio.
Erev Tov, Erev Tov. Yes, good evening. Erev Tovab, Erev Tov. Good evening. Here. Time. So we're at the third of this new Gregorian new year, 3rd of January 2024, they say right here. Here we're at the midway day of the Shavua, of the 7 days of the strong right here. Here for the Wednesday's podcast, Rastafari Wednesday's podcast right here. Wisdom.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Here, Dennis Brown, Prince of Reggae, Wisdom. Here, Wednesday podcast right here. We have a standing psalm.
Salamta, Beit Hesed.
Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastaman Dem here on Discipleship Radio.
Shalom, Yeshua Shalom, Mishpacha. Yes, I, family, right here. We have Psalm 94 standing, Psalm for the fourth day of the Shavua, Psalm 94.
O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Yeah, cut them off. Right here, double-eyes, vengeance. Yabu, right here, the Hebrew of today's evening song.
מזמור צד דלת אל נקמות אדוני אל נקמות הופיע הנשא שופט הארץ השב גמול על גאים עד מתי רשעים אדוני עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו יביעו ידברו עתק יתאמרו כל פועלי אבן עמך אדוני ידקעו ונחלתך יענו, אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו, לא יראה יח, ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו. הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט. היוסר גויים הלא יוכיח, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי המה הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יח, ומתורתך תלמדנו, להשקיט לו ממרע, עד יקרא לרשע שחת. כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולא אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני יסעדני, ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. היי חוברך כיסא אבות, יוצר עמל עלי חוק, יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ואלוהי לצור מחסי, וישב עליהם את עונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו.
have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 53.
Mizmor Nun Gimal. למנצח על מחלת משכיל לדוד.
The fool hath said in his heart, said in his heart, said in his heart, said in his heart, said in his heart.
אמר נבל בליבו.
There is no God, no God, no God.
אין אלוהים, 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 אלוהים.
Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. No, not one. No, not one.
Ein gam ehad, 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 ehad.
Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Be glad, be glad, be glad, be glad, be glad, be glad.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Discipleship Radio. Radio.
Yeah. don't know themselves. Yeah, oh man.
Discipleship Radio. Radio. Appearance.
Just take another look inside, and you will find another. All men's strength is vain. To say them gone forever. No, you can trust no man. Only Jah in heaven. Please remember. Fools go. Fools go. Fools go. Fools go. To offer you $1 million to kill your own mother. Offer me $10 billion to forget my own heavenly father. Fool's gold, I could never sell my soul. One way, boy, just bold. May never sell my soul.
Discipleship Radio. 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 Radio.
Psalm 53.
Mizmor Nun Gimal Lamnatseh al Mahalat Maskil
Ledabim. The fool hath said in his heart,
said in his heart, said in his heart, said in his heart, said in his heart.
Amar Naval Velibo, Velibo, Velibo.
There is no God,
no God, no God.
En Elohim, 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 Elohim.
Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. No, not one. No, not one.
Ein gam ehad.
Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Be glad, be glad, be glad.
מזמור נון גימל למנצח על מחלת משכיל לדוד. אמר נבל בליבו אין אלוהים. השחיתו והתעיבו עוול אין עושה טוב. אלוהים משמיים השקיף על בני אדם לראות היש משכיל דורש את אלוהים. כולו סד יחדיו נאלחו. אין עושה טוב אין גם אחד. הלא ידעו פועלי אבן, אוכלי עמי אכלו לחם, אלוהים לא קראו. שם פחד ופחד לא היה פחד כי אלוהים ביזר עצמו תכונה הביא שוטה כי אלוהים מאסם מי ייתן מציון ישועות ישראל ושוב אלוהים שבות עמו יגל יעקב ישמח ישראל
ሰለሞን ማለ አርሱ በፊት በእውነትና These are also the proverbs of Solomon which the men of Hezekiah king of Judah copied out
Discipleship radio
Yes, 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 yes. Shalom, Chaverim, shalom. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Machiber Tenyo. Those are the Machiber, Machiber. Yes, I had aggregation. Yes, I even hear on the in and the iron. Going to share a few, selected excerpts, as it were. Today's daily psalm is interesting here in the season. A couple of words right here. And as we have Psalm 53, right, the Mizmor, Mizmor Nun Gimel, or Nun Gamel Nun Gimel. Get into some of those dialects of the ancient Hebrew. But here we have Psalm 53, Psalm LIII. It's a later version of Psalm XIV. So some selected kind of excerpts and overview. Because of what we're seeking to present right here, and also in the season, you know, in the counting of the Omer. So this is all part of the counting of the Omer, and that's that sheaf of wheat, that according to the symbolic logic, right, of the scripts, right? When we say learn to read the Hebrew sign language. I'm doing a few things, so one's going to hear some noise, also going to seek to improve the sound and the sound quality, as it were. You know, we like the rawness of it, but, you know, may Guy and I get into some of the, just the overview right here. Now, today's daily psalm is interesting as it speaks to a particular theme, and getting into some of the theme, hopefully we might just have that opportunity to get into a little bit more on some of the nuances. Now, I know we had touched on this psalm previously, and just to get another hear, give ear, we'd like to do so even tonight on the ear, and also how it compares to Psalm 14. So we have Psalm 53 and 14. There is an interesting study right there from the low degrees to the high degrees. But here tonight on tonight's broadcast, I point this out as a kind of a point of reference, right? As a very interesting point of reference, you know, even in the sense of, like I said, it's a later version of Psalm 14, right? So there's some notes that are connected with Psalm 14 that are not here, say, in this sort of a presentation. You know what I mean? If we just focus strictly on the notes that we have. But taken together. And I'm kind of just pausing on going into any more of the detail there, as there's a couple of very important first words before even we share some of the other audios, you know, that picks up on what is sin, chatiyat. And when it says that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. And some of us say, and I say, and y'all have heard me say, there's no God. There's no God. What are you going to judge? Okay, if you judge, I make it righteous judgment. Are you going to judge I righteously? Are you going to do that righteously? What does it say? The fool has said in his heart, right, there is no God. Now, what does this mean? See, there is no God. The context of this Hebraically is very, very interesting. And we have to understand even the fool and what is meant by Elohim, the name Elohim. And this is why that the teaching is so very important. Elohim refers to the justice name. So in learning to not just read the sign language, but understand the Hebraic slang, as it were. We said Hebraic patois, right? Or even the slang, as we'll say, like maybe up here among the Judahites or the Benjamites. You know, there's a certain way we speak,
you know, turn up in the speech, or there's a certain way where one begins to understand not just the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. So when it is said there is no, that the fool says there is no Elohim, he is speaking about, and there's a deeper teaching scripturally on this. When ones and ones observe, like, you know, what's going on, they think that, you know, all goes on as it's going on, and there'll never be no judgment, right? There'll never be no righteous judgment. I mean, people think there's no God, and God refers to judgment. We talk about the Elohim, even in the Tuesday song. Interesting, Tuesday, right? T to T, Testify Tuesday. The Tuesday song that speaks about, and I said, ye are gods. A God and no God. So the idea of Elohim is a name that refers to the judgment. Let's see if we have the notes right here, just to quickly touch on it, because it becomes a very important background to the true context of the New Covenant and clarifying a lot of the misconceptions that has come in through counterfeit Christianity. And most of us are not responsible for that. The majority of us are not, because we were not there then. We kind of, in essence, one would say, inherit, you know, this, as it were, but we were not there at that time. So there's a very interesting context, and there's some notes to get where, whether it's here or it's in Psalm. I'm looking at Psalm 14, some of the notes, just to touch on some of the highlights and the notes as we get into tonight. And I see right here, we have, it has Psalm 10 and 4, just looking at some of the notes here, see if we have any note that can really, okay, here we are. This is the note that really brings it out. It's actually in Psalm 10. There's a idea that runs through some psalms, and we might hear that all his thoughts are, there is no God, like in Psalm 10 and 4. And that's the first place, and that's one of the first place. Then we have it in 14 and 1. Then we have it in Psalm 53, and I think it's also there in Psalm 70-something. Let's see right here. It's in Psalm 73:11, verse 10:11, this idea of no God, right? So there's a dual context of it. When we say there's no God, we say other than he who be who he be, because he who be who he be says, I know no God. There's no God besides he who be. So it's looking at the true so-called God concept or idea. There's a true conception according to the scripture, right? So if we are born again in the new and the living way, there's a true understanding and understanding of it. Now, scripture, when we come across, like, for example, Psalm 10 and 4, it says, the wicked in his pride, in the pride of his countenance, his face, saith, he will not require. That idea that, you know, one can continue doing ratchetness and uckery and it won't come into account. All his thoughts are, there is no God, right? So it says, ain, in the Hebrew, ain, there's not Elohim. Mizimotayo, all his calculation, all his schemes and plans in a kind of a sense, right, are that there is no, he takes no account of man's deeds. He thinks that the true good, the true God doesn't account. You know, some people think that people believe in a religious, a judgment, righteousness, and the meek shall inherit the earth, that they're just fooling themselves, that there is no God in that sense, that there's none to take account of man's deed. It's all this man just evolved and just came from, emanated from a deity, like he's a degraded form of God, some nonsense. That brings one into these foolish ideas, right, that you could say Molech worship, popular opinion, that there is no Jah, like Jah doesn't exist. There is no God that will, you know, take account of man's deed. And so therefore they can perform misdeeds and malpractice and evil and injustice and uckery with impunity. This is the last days, the perilous times, that kind of never mind, like no mind, because if man doesn't have, if his man without understanding is like the beast that perish, I am ro yalelo, right? But so they had this idea that there is no Elohim. So the key phrase, Elohim, as Elohim also refers to the judges, because the judges judge in Jah law. And we got into this, some of the details of that connection, but it's only really understood truly, we say Hebraically, we the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Black Yehudi, or the Jews, right? And others, they kind of superimpose their own concepts of whatever they think God is. So coming into a Gentile environment, the Gentiles, the nation, talks about their gods. There is no God. All of them are, you know, mental extrapolation, maybe some wisdom from some of their wise ancestors, or maybe a bunch of other, you know, ground spirits, or all kind of stuff put together. It might be good in some ways, it might be bad, but for us, there is no Elohim other than he who be who he be. But these who say there is no Elohim, like it says in his heart, the concept is not that he is non-existent. A lot of people think when we say there's no Elohim, we're talking about, oh, he doesn't exist. In the scriptural sense, it's not that. Is that he is not the judge of men. So atheism or atheism, no theos, no from a Greco way, we could say no Elohim in that sense, that what they call atheism, in the sense of denial of Elohim's reality, that Elohim as a reality doesn't exist. This never occurs in the Bible. So in none of the verses where it says there's no God, and one thing is talking about atheism in the common Gentile sense, in the sense of denial of Elohim as reality or the objective reality, in the sense of the scripture, the Bible, especially Hebrew, it doesn't exist. The atheists, in the Hebraic sense, in the Sefer Tehillim sense, in the scriptural sense, are they who scorn the yea and the amen, the faith, the optimism, the expectation that the true good, the true God, cares how men act. See, some say, man, this is where you get these other ideas, and this way that we have the song like, man who doesn't understand is like an animal, like the beast that perish. That's why sometimes we say about the human being and the human being, if you understand. It's just the attention, you know, the attention, as it were, to the details. He says in his heart, the heart is the seat of thought, Hebraically speaking, in his mind. The Nabal, it connotes a moral, not an intellectual deficiency, as a fool, lacking that moral, that even the moral courage, the courage of one's conviction. We have Isaiah chapter 32 and 5, where his conduct is described. Right? I think it's also in some translations, the Nabal is the, I think, the liberal. I have to take a look a moment right here, brothers and sisters, because also I have to give a better context. You know, but this psalm, today's daily psalm, helps us in this season as we are focusing on being set apart. It says, be ye holy for this Torah portion, the 30th, Kedoshim. Right, the Kedoshim Torah portion. But a couple of first words here in the season, the counting of the Omer, how is it growing? You know, how is it going? How is it growing? How are we growing in grace and in the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ? So here we have 32 and 5. 32 and 5, what does it say right here? Is this it? Yes, the vile person. The vile person shall be called liberal. Oh, man. How many of y'all are Hillary Dump fans? Right? And the vile person shall be no more called liberal, the liberals, right? Have black people been the bail bondsman for the liberal demon crack, the demon, the Democratic Party, right? The liberals, right? The vile person shall no more be called liberal, and the churl said, or the niggerly, like said to be bountiful. The vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against Yod-Heh, where hey, he who be, we be. To make empty the soul, the psyche of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments of the churl are evil. He devises wicked, ratchet devices to destroy the poor with lying words. So they say right here in these verses here, this chapter here, few of us had reason on this before, looking at the real world application of the scriptures, even to I and I situation. So we can get into this a little bit more, but just making this link right here, right? And it's not saying that liberalism as a word is bad, but how they have misused these things. It says right here, he devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words. Even when the needy speak right, and even at the time when the so-called black people in the Americas, in the Caribbean, you could say the 40 to 60 plus roughly years, when they were speaking right, and then how the whole liberal agenda came in, right? And now we're at the end of that, and a lot of people have been exposing the whole Trump thing and then Hillary Clinton. Come on now. Don't you see what this is about right here? So we'll get into a little bit more of this, and we'll see how the gathering go about. You know, let your brother and sister know that we're on the air. Tune in. And, yes, you're going to build on this right here. So just to get the basic context, right, that vile person, right, that's the meaning of the Nabal, the fool. So we have in Psalm 53 and Psalm 14, this Nabal in the Hebrew, the fool, or Seneth, Bamarinya, but the fool, the vile person. Like I said, not a fool in the intellectual deficiency, but a moral. Like we talk about moral theocracy. He is a person lacking in sense of honor and decency, deliberately preferring the evil to the good and the qualification. This kind of connects to the sin, the chatiyat reasoning, and to overcome, right, that duality, therefore to accept the teaching of his majesty, right, in principle and practice, the good over evil. But there are those who are going the opposite way, deliberately preferring evil to good. So it says, set in his heart. The heart is the seat of thought, and the vow, had come to this definite conclusion. Some people, because the world and how everything is running, they come to conclusion. And they might have had, you could say, some people say they kind of lost their religion. I don't know. Some people use this kind of way of describing it. You know, I haven't experienced those, that sort of thing, thank Jah, right? But this is called objective reality right here. Their interpretation of objective reality, they come to a definite conclusion, which made this the ruling principle of their life, that there is no Elohim. There's no true good who observes human conduct and distinguishes between the virtuous and the vicious, right? This is why I said they have dealt corruptly. You know, they're unrestrained by Yeh and Amen and Elohim and justice, right, and good over evil, and he who be as the world's judge, right, and mankind in general had grown, and humanity utter dissolute. We can see that even in a generation or so, or we say a couple of generations, you know, because here we can have evidence that, yes, black people, not too long ago, we know this is something that many people are even alive right here who have experienced then and now. Oh, I've given us testimony. So it's not like something like the 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000. Some people say, well, how do we know? Nobody knows. Somebody could have made it up. We know this is real, so we can see how there's those generation gap in the mind, you know, the gap, right? In the heart of the father, the son, sons of the father, so that there would be no curse, right? So that can explain the context of a corrupt and this Babylon, you know, this latter days, these perilous times that have come. And the way to overcome, right? That seventh verse here, we're looking at 14, and we have Psalm 53, which is the later version of it, to ride up with. And how many? Okay, here we go. That last verse, oh, the salvation of Israel, Ethiopia, will come out of Zion. When Elohim turneth the captivity, turneth forward the captivity of his people, we're like turneth from the straight way to his way, his people, let Jacob, Rastafari, rejoice. Let Israel, Ethiopia, be glad. Yes, I. It's some good news there. 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 Good news.
ሚያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያይነን ጌታ El Rohim.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day,
original Justice Man, champion song.
When I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
According to your work, you'll rum. You drink up your wine and have all the fun. Tell me who give the people the gun. Tell me who's gonna get the fire bun. Where the rum flames are it to come from the sun. You would have never know from whence it a come. And like the bomb it a be bring bad fire. Yeah, escape get caught in the wire. Wicked man, full time you expire. Sucking me blood like a damn gunfire. No matter what I want, can't be thinking of ya. I will keep going higher. Higher like the one Jeremiah. Obadiah, Hezekiah, Nehemiah, Zechariah. What? Yeah, run from the judge. According to your work, you'll be paid. Hey, yeah, run from the judge. What you think, what you do, and what you say. Hey, yeah, run from the judgment. Give me a time, no time to play. Hey, yeah, run from the judge. And the rock will crush ya. Run to the hills, but it can't hide ya. No matter where you run, it'll find ya. Nowhere to go, nowhere to shelter. Judgment, I follow your life, a reminder. And a fat fighter, get wins like a grinder. Do unto others, I still have them. Do unto you. Life is a cycle and I know it's true. Anything you do, coming right back to you. Many are called, but the chosen are few. Make sure that you're part with the righteous crew. And never indulge up in a false view. If the eyes are few, not at the right through. Healthy food keeps you pure and new.
The fire judgment. So here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 53, which hopefully you picked up on, is a later version of Psalm 14. The key theme is this corrupt world and what the fool says in his mind and his heart and his feeling, his thought in the center of his being. Ain Elohim. Yeah, oh, wow. Yes, slicha. I think there was a typo in the Hebrew on the page right there. There was a typo. I just thought of it. Holy Spirit brought it to mind. But ain, there's ain, which means like there's not, there doesn't exist, ain. And there's ayin, which is I, right? I, the eye, like the eye, the physical eye to see. And there's ain. Right. Also in the context is the ein, which is a well. Right. Just getting to some of the layers of the Hebrew there. But the direct sense is ein. Ein. There is not. Ein Elohim. There is no Elohim. There is no God. Now, of course, in the world that has a connotation, a context with the Hebrew sense there is like there is no judge. Elohim. Right. Elohim is both the creator aspect of Yahuwah. Eloheinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem is his creator aspect, as we have in Bereshit in the beginning, Elohim, which literally in the Hebrew can mean power or like the almighty powers. But as it's used with Yahuwah, always in the singularity, because others will tell you what it means, God. Well, yes, but you have to know the Hebrew and study the Hebrew, the context. In a sense, when used with Yahuwah, in one sense, one could say that it's grammatically incorrect. One could say that, though there was no, we haven't found any ancient grammar books, because Elohim is plural. For example, in the first verse of Moshe's first book, Bereshit, Genesis, where it says Bereshit, in beginning, in Reshit, studying the scripture, we find that Chokmah, wisdom, that she is the Reshit. She's the principal thing. So Genesis can be understood as Bereshit in wisdom. Bara, right? He created, right? Elohim, he created. The verb goes before the noun. So Bara Elohim will be Elohim, the powers, or the gods, if you want to go there. But the verb is he, right, in a singularity. And this is only and particularly used with the Hebrew conception of the Almighty, of the power of powers, of the Creator. So Elohim is the Creator name, right? It's the Creator, not name so much, but attribute. Because Yahuwah is Shemo, right? As we have this fourth Torah reading and feeding for this Shavua here, for Shabbat Shemot, for Parashat Shemot, which means the names, referring to the first book of Exodus, we have this revelation, right, to Moshe, this revelation of the Ahya, Asher Ahya. Some might say Ahya, Asher Ahya, but Ahya, Asher Ahya. I am, I become that which who I be. I be who I be, I am who I am, in that sense right there. So we have the Elohim as the Creator attribute of Yahuwah, Eloheinu, and we have Elohim as the judge in the judgment aspect. Now this is brought out by a careful and a true Hebrew study of HaTorah. And also the judges, as we have, what is it, Psalm 82? Psalm 82, you know Psalm 82. Psalm 82 is interesting. Got to correct what we had mistyped in the Hebrew on the chat right there. But just check this out for the Tuesday evening psalm, right, where it speaks about corrupt judges. So when it says, I've said you are God, you are Elohim, these are the men appointed, right, to be the shoftim, the judges in Israel. They were known as collectively as the Elohim. This is brought out clearly in HaTorah. I think it's in the first, second chapter of Deuteronomy and elsewhere, right? So it's also the judgment name. And you'll find that in areas of the Hebrew scripture where, like, for example, Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. It's the same basic psalm, but there's some nuances, differences. Sometimes people say, well, why does it have Elohim here and not Yahuwah? I like to say Yahuwah, so I want to say Yah. You know, that does some violence to the sense of the scripture, but obviously ones who do that don't really have that sense. You know, so it could be, as it says in HaTorah, you know, if one does something, you know, unwittingly, you know, or in ignorance, you know what I'm saying? But the Elohim name or the Elohim attribute often brings out in a Hebrew sense of the scripture, the judgment. So in some psalms can be more Elohim psalms. You may find that in the Hebrew, Elohim will be found. But then if you start to say the spirit of the psalm, it's more of a judgment, right? So this can be brought out by study, and we have, you know, went through this ourselves, and interesting enough, we find it. So here in Psalm 82, it's not speaking about the titulary gods of other nations or God constructs of other people. When it says, I've said ye are gods, it's specifically speaking to the Bnei Yisrael, right? And it's particularly to the judges, right? Those who are supposed to keep that judgment as we have in HaTorah, where it says that you shall make judges and officers in all of your gates. You know, so when the scripture says you shall bring them before Elohim, this is said to say you bring them before the judges who are carrying out Yahuwah Eloheinu's judgment. Right? So it's a collective title for the shoftim of Yisrael. Right? So it's not like an individual kind of title, although we find Moshe being made an Elohim in context vis-a-vis to Paro, right? So right here's Psalm 82 for one moment.
Psalm 82.
Hear this.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asamor 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 le'asamor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless.
Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
So right there, when studying the psalm correctly in its proper context, one can see that the judges of Israel, and there was no judgment among Israel, hypocritical judgment. Those who were charged with that title of Elohim to carry out his judgments were malpracticing his way, and therefore, in the light of him, was bringing a repute right to his way. So this is what Psalm 82 is speaking, specifically to the judges of Yisrael, Yasher Allah. But right here we have Psalm 52. So here to go over a targum, an overview, focusing on the first three verses, Keely here. Also, we have a midrash, which speaks about the good woman, right? The good woman versus the foolish man. I know, one say, well, how do we get this out of this psalm right here, here, here? Well, it's in this psalm right here, 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 because there's a context as we study the psalm to what occurred during the time of David, when David was on the run and when I think it was Abigail. Yes, the Abigail and David incident, because Abigail's husband was named Nabal, right? Nabal, which means and can mean like a fool in a sense, right? Now, Nabal, as we mentioned, does not mean a kind of a intellectual fool, but a fool like he knows that Yahweh exists, but he knowingly, knowing what he know, he do what he do, right? So there's the good woman theme, right, concerning Nabal, her husband, and what occurred with David and his men when David and his men were on the run from Saul, right, and her kindness as well as her wisdom. So we have that aspect to bring out as well. But right here, 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 just a little double-wise right here. Here, I'm going to bring forward, let's see, what do we have right here? Do we have the Hebrew right here? Just once again, today's Daily Psalm, just to hear overview, and we'll get into the targum, the interpretation, bringing out more of the sense and also some of the historical context of today's Daily Psalm.
Psalm 53.
Mizmor Nun Gimal, Lamnatseach al Mahalat Maskil le David. Maskil le David. Maskil le David. Maskil le David.
The fool hath said in his heart, said in his heart, said in his heart, said in his heart, said in his heart.
Amar Nabal Belibo, Belibo.
There is no God, no God, no God.
En Elohim, 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 Elohim.
Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. No, not one. No, not one.
Ein gam ehad. Ehad, ehad, ehad.
Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. 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 Be glad.
Hey, yes, son. Let's get right into this. We have Mahalat, Mahalat in the superscription. So let's go to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary for Mahalat. And go to Mahalat. M-A-H-A-L-A, how's it spelled again? We're right here, I think we're just about right here, Mahalat. Boom, M-A-H-A-L-A-T-H. So here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm, the noon, known as the noon Gimel, or Nun Gimel, Nun Gimel, the 53rd Psalm, Sefer Tehillim, Mezmor Dawit. We have a Psalm that's themed, Yesoach Kafat, the wickedness or rashness of men, or men and people, of mankind, you know, so-called mankind and humanity. And it's also themed the corrupt world, because it's actually a later version, said to be a later version of Psalm 14. So we have Psalm 14, and then we also have Romans, Epistle to the Romans, chapter 3, verses 10 to 18. Now, what Hawari Rav Shaul, what he quotes is not just Psalm 53 or Psalm 14. Well, actually, Psalm 14 from the Ethiopic, some of the Syriac. I think even the Vulgate version has a little bit more. It's very interesting. We have the document, the New Testament quotations, collated with Old Testament scripture. I think that we really have to advise the Chabarim and seek to make the ways and the means to make it available for the Chabarim and the fellow disciples to study, right, in the studies, because I think this is a very good compare and contrast, right, because much of what we have in the Brit Chadasha in the New Testament is based on what we have in the Old Testament, or the Berit Hashanah, and some refer to the Berit Hashanah or the Belui Kidan, more Ethiopically referenced right there. So now, here in today's Daily Psalm, there's a superscription, some very interesting notes, like at the outset. Just getting to our usual Aleph Beit Gimel, you know, just going into a little more details. Not always do we have that time and opportunity. So hopefully when ones are hearing it, you know, give thanks and praise, you know, for I and I having the opportunity to share a little more notes even on today's daily psalm. So we have Psalm 53, the Nun Gimel. In basic Hebrew, Nun Gimel. Some also point as Nun Gimel psalm. This psalm, this mizmor, is very similar to Psalm 14. It's similar, not quite the same, but similar. Now, the major difference between today's daily psalm, Psalm 53, a later version of the Dalet psalm, the 14th psalm, the major differences come in verse 5, which corresponds to but differs quite a bit from what we have in the Masoretic, and I want to point this out right here and just do some due diligence on today's daily psalm, Psalm 53, or the psalm that ones might have heard this, you know, religiously or biblically, the fool hath said in his heart. This is the fool has said in his heart psalm, right, based on the 14th psalm. And let's go here in the 14th psalm now. It's very interesting as we compare and we contrast the verses, because when we look at it Ethiopically in the Royal Amharic, there's more verses in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhav Kedus, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, right, in the Revised Amharic Bible, than we have within the Masoretic or the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, traditional, you know, Masoretic, you know, Psalter, traditional Hebrew Psalter. And also, I think as well with the Septuagint, although we have to go into the LXX a little bit more there. Now, those who have had the opportunity, whether through the software, there's some very good Ethiopian Amharic Bible software out there that utilizes the Revised Amharic Bible, or the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, some call it the 1954 Bible from the Ethiopia perspective, or the 1961-62 from the Western Gentile calendar. You know, just make that note right there. We know that as the Revised Amharic Bible in the selected speeches of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, he goes into that more there. In fact, that particular speech from July 23rd, 1961, is the Mekadem, or the foreword to the Book of the Seven Seals. Just to note that there for the record. So here we have more verses within the original psalm, Psalm 14, than we have within the Hebrew transmission. And let's do this right here, as we're going to touch on a few basics of today's daily psalm for the Chabarim and also for I and I. Find ourselves, we like to get into the, as we mentioned, like with a musician, and when the musician either studies verses and you know, as one seeks to perform or bring forth musical composition, it becomes important to go over the music or the song, or even with whether it's plays or dramas or poetry or word sound. We go over the word sound, you know, go over the script. This is the scripture, right? And the acts of John's apostles, the acts, right? But the first thing is the word, is the logistics. So here we get into the logistics of the daily psalm. And just to compare this right here, we're looking through this right here, and yep, we see some additional verses. We have additional verses in the Septuagint as well. As we have pointed out before, in some cases, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Royal Amharic Bible, the Revised Amharic Bible, Book of the Seven Seals, it would favor the Masoretic, or we would say the Hebraic tribe and the Hebraic tradition. But in some cases, in other cases, it would favor the learned, the scholars, the LXX, what's it called, the learned version, or the LXX, the Septuagint, that was translated into the Koine or the common Greek from an older. This is said to be an older Hebrew. So the Masoretic that we have today is said to be a later Hebrew, but in some cases it reflects that older tradition, and in other cases we have the Septuagint, right, which has more of the older. So it's almost like it gets kind of almost like a puzzle in a sense, right, especially in certain areas. But here's where the New Testament, for example, Paul in Romans chapter 3, just for an example, and this is a very good example, he quotes Psalm, beginning off quoting Psalm 14, and some might say Psalm 53, since 53 is said to be a later version, some say a rewording or re-editing of Psalm 14, because many of the earlier Psalms are Davidic, and they were David's personal chants and praises and mizmor, his Isis, and then later on these were adopted and adapted. It's like in music, when some music or composition might be adapted to reggae or to dance or to another form or style of music or for another particular usage, or a melody might be taken and rewritten, other vocals. This is where we have the important wording within the superscription, and today's daily psalm is no different, just concerning the superscription right here. So we have additional verses in the original form of it, Psalm 14. So this now begins to even make more sense when we look into the Sefer Tehillim for the Nun Gimel psalm, and we find a later version of Psalm 14, and we have certain deliberate alterations that was made to suit new conditions when the task of re-editing was undertaken, and the connection even for liturgical, or we can say for the group, the collective worship. So certain elements of David and the Davidic psalms and praise was taken, but then certain other elements were not. And there's a very important reason when we really study the full of it, you know, when we start to read Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 18, and just get an idea there, and you'll get an idea of what the other hidden verses or missing verses from the KJV, King James Version, and also many, you know, most of the Masoretic, but in some of the Ethiopic, right, the most Jewish of the Christian churches, as well as in some of the other traditions, we have these, especially amongst those sister churches, the Oriental churches, especially amongst the Church of Philadelphia, the Church of Brotherly Love, the Church of He Who Has the Keys of Great King David. So Ethiopically, and even in the Book of the Seven Seals, we have these additional verses, which actually reflect what Paul is quoting when he says, as it is written in the Scripture. So he is not making anything up. He's saying, this is what's written. And it's interesting when we start to compare and contrast from the Ethiopic, because, and as well as from the Septuagint, because we have a witness there. So can I get a witness? Hello? Amen? But now looking at the Aleph Beit Gimel, the Abu Gi, Abu Gida, but looking at the Abu Gi, the first three letters of the Hebrew Aleph Beit alphabet, or the Aleph Beit Gimel, right? Abu Gi is the way that the Ethiopic alphabet is recited according to a Hebraic order in the tops of the mountains, Ethiopia, among the children of the Ethiopians, who are like the children of Israel, to He who be, who ye be, to Hashem, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem. Amen. So we have the major difference between the two psalms occurring in verse 5, right? And it differs quite a bit from Psalm 14, verses 5 to 6. And also we have, there's a difference in the divine name, or the Hashem use of the divine name as well. See, Psalm 14 uses the Lord, in the English translation, the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, or Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, right? Yahweh, or Jehovah. And like in verses 2a, verses 4, verses 6, verses 7, while we have in Psalm 53, it employs God, in the translations you'll find God. So just on the surface, if you look at Psalm 14, and then you look at Psalm 53, you'll find in Psalm 14, in the KJV, the English, it will have Lord, capital L-O-R-D. And then when you look in the same relative places in Psalm 53, you'll have God. And so those changes will be the Yahweh, and the Elohim, or the Lord and the God changes, right? We have that throughout Psalm 53, the use of Elohim, and in Psalm 14, the use of Yod Hey Weh Hey, or the Tetragrammaton, Yahuwah Yahweh, right throughout. Now, one might expect in Psalms 43 to 83, right throughout, because we find in Psalms 43 to Psalms 83, the name Yahweh, right, or Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Jehovah, is relatively infrequent. Just make a note of that, Chavarim. We have in Psalms 42 to Psalm 83 the use of the Tetragrammaton or the Hashem, the Yod Hey Weh Hey Yahuwah Yahweh name is infrequent. Now the psalmist observes, and we need to observe as well, Chavarim, and our fellows and fellow disciples, observe that the human race, right, or humanity, is morally corrupted in a fallen state. Right, in the fallen state, or in the anti-repatriation state. This is where the repentance is Shuva, having that change of mind, forgiving, and that in forgiveness of the mother, forgiveness of the father, right, that forgiveness and returning to the father, to Ha'ab, Elohim Ha'ab, B'Shem Yeshua, in the spirit, right, and in the truth. And that word, the word, right, become flesh, incarnating, and we being born again, right? So the human race or humanity, very interesting in Ruminations of Race, right, which was, I think, a baraka. We was expecting another broadcast, but it be the way it be, and we give thanks to the Almighty that we got to hear in the Woman's Wednesday the Ruminations on Race again as well, because a few things that even connect with today's daily psalm are brought out even more so. So ones and ones definitely to go into these studies here, because the human race or humanity is morally, right? And when we say morally, we have words, but we have to get a true perception, right? A true perspective and a perception of what these words really mean in Jansite, right? What's good? What's evil? See, we might have our ideas, but it doesn't matter what is good and evil in his sight, in his presence, in his face, and that is to say his perception, and let this mind. So that perception in spirit and in truth. So the evildoers, the downpressers, they downpress Jah people. They downpress Jahweh people. The people who seek to live their lives in Jahweh truth and life are downpressed by the ratchet, by the evildoers. But the psalmist in Isaiah 9 must be confident in the victory, the Yeshua, Yeshuot, salvation of the good over the evil, of Jah's protection. And here we get the guidance for our soul, right? Our soul and our mind state. Confident in the victory of Jah's good over the world, flesh, and the satanic seclorum's evil. And anticipating, this is the hope, expectation, the anticipation of a day, or a day, what a day, what a day, what a day, when Jah will vindicate. Man, the vindication, that redemption of Yisrael, especially we, the once lost, now found black and brown sheep of the Beit Yisrael. Now, that right there gives us kind of a perspective on today's daily psalm, Psalm 53, right? Just at the outset right here, just that overview, what is the psalm about? What's some of the connected history? Why is it so similar to Psalm 14, right? Where are the differences or the changes, especially around verse 5? Right? But first things first, in the Aleph part of this, the superscription, right? The meaning of the term machalat. Machalat. What is machalat? Machalat. Some say the term machalat or mahalat, as you'll find even in the KJV, the little small type before verse 1. That's the superscription right there. Some say the title as well. We have machalat. Some say it's uncertain. Some say it might refer to a particular style of music, like a tune title or a musical instrument. The term also appears in the heading of Psalm 88. So we also have Mahalat, Mahalat, M-A-H-A-L-A-T-H. Now, here we said, let's go to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary on the Mahalat, or Hebraically the Mahalat, Mahalat. What is a Mahalat? Mahalat, Mahalat. Here it says, beautifully adorned. It says, mild, smooth, pleasing to the touch, right? Rhythmic movement, sweet, harmonious sounds, dancers, singers. It says, sitara, C-I-T-H-A-R-A, or kithara, harp, a lyre. Now, here's something very interesting about this right here from what I'm looking at right here, right, with the terminology, the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. Because that's the word, right? That's how the word is spelled. But let's just double-check this, go to my sword here in the Hebrew, and see if it's the same word. Here's what's interesting. We have Mahalat four times in the KJV, spelled M-A-H-A-L-A-T-H. One, we have Genesis 28 and 9. This is Esau went to Ishmael and took to the wives which he had Mahalat, the daughter of Ishmael. Then we have in 2 Chronicles 11 and 18, Rehoboam taking Mahalat, the daughter of Jerimoth, the son of David, right, to wife, and Abihail, the daughter of Eliab, the son of Jesse. It says he took him Mahalat, the daughter of Jerimoth, right, so Mahalat. And here we have Mahalat, when we just go into the word, we can see clearly that one is the H4258. And one is the H4257. So they're very close, aren't they? One is the H4258, and one is the H4257. Not the same. So now let's look at the spelling of it. Here they have it as a stringed instrument, right? Mahalat in this sense, right? Mahalat. Now looking at it in the two other places, the superscriptions of Psalm 53, today's daily psalm, and Psalm 88, Mahalat on the H, here we have the H4257. The other one says string music. Here, they say the meaning is dubious. They say it might be a catch word in a song, giving a tune, giving a name to a tune. But here, the strong definition have it from the H2470 and connect it with sickness, Mahalat. Probably the title, initial words, some say, of a popular tune. So we have two meanings of Mahalat here. One is as string music, and one says as sickness, as we have it connected with Psalm 88. Mahalat le'inot, to afflict, right, to depress. It's interesting. Sorry is what I'm thinking of. When I'm thinking of sorry, I'm thinking about the rhythm, the tune, sorry, as we say, on the sorry tune, on that sorry rhythm, right? Sorry. This is the context of the tune, Mahalat. It means sickness. The connection is with sickness, as it comes from the Chala. We have the Chala connection. And Chala, in a Hebraic sense, like something is like rubbed or it's worn down, in that sense, to become weak or to become sick, to become diseased, grieved, or to become sorry. Sorry is all that you can't say. Remember that tune and how that tune, even within the roots and the reggae, there's a rhythm that's called the sorry rhythm. So to the chief musician, to the chief musician on the al mahalat, on that like sorry tune, that sorry rhythm. Here is one of the likely connections between the literal meaning of the word, but the word, even within its meaning, it has a meaning. As we compare some of the terminologies like the chul, like the chil and the chul, which means to whirl, to dance, or to rise, and like agony, it's also one of the words used for like that childbirth and you know, that twisting and that turning, right? But it also can be used for dancing in that sense. So we also have the word halal. Halal means to profane and defile, to become polluted or to desecrate, which is an interesting connection from the literal boring a hole and then the connection of this word sound with the word for flute or playing the flute and then also the connotative ideas of that, both good and not so good. Depends on one's matter of perspective. Halil, we have Halil. The Halil is the pipe of the flute, the Halil, as being perforated from that root idea of holes, of making a hole, or halal. Right? So this word has some interesting nuances to it as we just go through a couple of the basic overviews right here with this particular word and its connection, but the riding up the metaphysics. So we see this title, when this title is used right here, Lam Natsayach, you know, Lam Natsayach, Al Mahalat, upon the Mahalat, like on that tune, on that rhythm, Masakil, Masakil le Dawid, Masakil. It's a Masakil, the Amharic, the royal Amharic brings out Timheret, Ye Dawid, Timheret, a teaching of David, Ye Dawid, Timheret, a teaching of David. So here, looking in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, the metaphysics of the superscription and the words here, even today's daily psalm, the words we have right on the surface. Before we even dig even further, we have gold right here. We have Mahalat, or Mahalat. Here we have it in the sense of beautifully adorned, mild, smooth, pleasing to the touch, rhythmic movements, sweet, harmonious sounds, dancers, singers, kithara or sitara, harp, and lyre. First, Mahalat we have here is daughter of Ishmael, who became a wife of Esau in Genesis 28 and 9, daughter of Jerimoth, the son of David. She became Rehoboam's wife in 2 Chronicles. Right, in 2 Chronicles 11 and 18. Now, what's interesting here is the theme of the psalm. Now, if this is said to be a later version of Psalm 14, the Yod Dalet, And certain things were rewritten, perhaps for liturgical or kadash or the kadase usage in the worship and the hekal and the minyan, you know, in that temple-like worship sense for congregational worship. Then it would be interesting, the machalat as a musical instruction, but also the connection here as we look at machalat can be sickness in that sense, but then also in the other sense of the word, machalat, the halal, right? To twist, to twirl, to dance, but even in the sense of the sorry, to be sorry, as we have even amongst I and I in the latter days in the king's music, right? And even the roots, the reggae, even dance, or that is part of the king's dominion, needs to be cleaned up, have become defiled, but get that right there, we have the rhythm. The rhythm is a tune. Sorry, machalat, al-machalat, like saying on the sorry tune. But getting into even another very, that is possible, probable and likely understanding and understanding is here. A peaceful, harmonious, light, rhythmic, active, and tuneful attitude of the soul. So see, it's the perspective of the psalm. How do we come to today's daily psalm? Right? A psalm that speaks on a corrupt world, a fallen state. And that says what the psalm brings forward and says within it, the wording of the psalm, Psalm 52 and Psalm 14, the connection of the two psalms. Right? Now, this is just going through a basic overview right here, brothers and sisters, and hopefully we'll get to share this, you know, during the times of this psalm, when the psalm come up according to the royal order. But right here we find it to be very interesting getting into some of the first words. The first musical instruction upon what rhythm, right? What sort of rhythm? It's like the band leader. What sort of rhythm? You're going to sing a tune. You're going to bring forward a word sound. What is the musical accompaniment? So here we have a peaceful, harmonious, light, rhythmic, active, tuneful attitude of the soul. But now speaking to the soul, because the soul without instruction. Remember the connection with what today's daily psalm is about? In this fallen world and how Yisrael, the man, and even the woman, but the ones who see the true good, the true God, are downpressed by those of the flesh, the world flesh and satanic seclorum. Yes? So here we have this connection with the attitude of the nefesh, the attitude of our psyche, of our soul, expressing, right, on the carnal or the human plane of the soul consciousness, and also on a higher and a more enlightened plane. So this right here, the metaphysics of this key word, mahalat, the mahalat we find in the superscription of Psalm 53 and Psalm 88 brings out this idea. So as we go through the content of the psalm and the words said, right, we recognize in what state of heart and mind we are approaching, right, these critical and very sensitive matters of life concerning the fool saying in his heart, there is no Elohim. See, here's where, as we go through today's daily psalm and in the studies, one needs to first go through Psalm 14. Right? First of all, that's the original psalm. That's the Davidic. See, there we have the Davidic psalm. It's still a maskil of David because it's still a teaching. It's still a teaching of David. For example, in the opening words, when it says, the fool, Amar Naval, Bilibo, in his heart. Right? What does he say, the fool, the Nabal? The Nabal is the one who's morally foolish, not intellectual deficiency. Right, so it's interesting, the vile person, the connection with Isaiah chapter 32 and 5, where the conduct of the Nabal of the Naval, in Latter-day Hebrew, the Nabal, where his conduct is described. The word is translated as a vile person, and that is its meaning here when it says the fool, Hebraically speaking, he is a person lacking a sense of honor and decency, deliberately preferring the ratchet to the good. It's not a mistake. He deliberately says in his heart, the seat of his thought, his center, the Nabal, had come to this definite conclusion, which he made the ruling principle of his life, or like the God of his life. Like we say, even with the atheists, those who say there is no God, what the righteous must recognize when they say there's no God, even this whole concept of no God, that is their God. Right. See, this is getting into the verses right here, but this connects with the title where it says Maskil, Maskil. Something Maskil, Maskil, Maskil. What's a Maskil? The Maskil, it is a well-written song. That's what some say. But moreover, what's interesting, even within today's daily psalm, in the verses of today's daily psalm, we have this idea of Maskil. Maskil, to see if there was any that did understand. Li-re'ot, li-re'ot. Hayesh Masakil. Lirota Hayesh Maskil, to see if there was any, right, if there was any who did, if there existed one of understanding. Hayesh, Hayesh Maskil, Lirot, Lirot, Lirota Hayesh Maskil. So we have Maskil right here, even within the verse of the song, right, and it is translated, understand, to see if there was any that did understand. Lirota Hayesh Maskil. If there was any man of understanding, if there is any who exists, who really has a true Maskil, Sakal, Sakal, a very interesting word, but the idea of behaving oneself wisely. I find it interesting that this word is used with David when he was in the court of Shaul, and it there describes Dawid, I think in the English, as being circumspect. Right, he behaved himself wisely. In other words, he was circumspect. So the maskil that they say is uncertain has its connection even from the wording in the Hebrew. If you can read the Hebrew, where it says understanding, if there was any who had understanding, lirota hayesh maskil. So the maskil is understanding. In the random heart, we have yedawit timharit. Yedawit timharit, which brings out the Hebraicism or the Hebraic sense of maskil. Lidawit, Maskil, Lidawit, Yet Dawit, Timharit. And Timharit is a teaching. Give us a teaching of his magic. We not want no devil's philosophy. So the Maskil, in addition to being well-written and didactic, it is a teaching. We have a teaching here, right? As well as in the superscription of Psalm 52, also seeing a Maskil. So the fool, the Nabal, 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 what kind of fool? Senef ben Lubu, I'm not the Elam Yilam, right? The fool says in his heart, the singular is used here. Amlak Yelam Yila, the fool, as a type, as a representative type. Let's take the Naval, for example. The Naval has said, Amar Naval Bilibo, Ein Elohim. In his heart, the Naval has come to a definite conclusion, has made this the ruling principle, the king, the Melech, HaMelech of his life, which would be, in the foolish sense, the Molech. Right, because it's a wrong ruling principle saying Ein Elohim. Now let's note that in both Psalms we have this in common: the Ein, there is no Elohim, Ein Elohim, who observes human conduct and distinguishes between the virtuous and the vicious. See, what's interesting is that saying there is no Elohim. See, the theme here is brought out also in Psalm 10, round about verse 4, and also in Psalm 73, round about verse 11. Because what does it mean, Habarim, to say there is no God? Well, let's go to Psalm 10, round about verse 4. Psalm 10, round about verse 4. The wicked in his pride, in the pride of his countenance, of his face, his presence, the way he shows himself on the outer and his in the inner, his perception, his perspective of mind, he saith he will not require, that Jah will not require. All his thoughts are, there is no God. Ein Elohim kol mezit. Mizimotayo, Mizimotayo, all his thoughts, his machinations are that there is no Elohim. Not that he is non-existent. See, this is a theme that a lot of ones don't get. They'll see the Hebrew, they'll read the Hebrew or the Psalms or the translation, King James Version or another version, and they will superimpose their foolish ideas. There's a definite context to what it means when the Psalms and the Scripture is speaking on this no God concept. Ein Elohim, not that he is non-existent, but that he is not the judge of men. Atheism is a lie, so-called. Atheism says there is no God. They say there's no God. That's a God, no God. In the sense of denial of Elohim's reality, that doesn't occur in the Bible, in the Scriptures, because that right there is not. But the idea of saying Ein Elohim, since Elohim is the judgment name. See, Elohim, we say Adonai, say Yahweh, Yahweh. Each of the names, they represent Yahweh. The tetragrammaton name represents that covenant name. Adonai, that mercy, that triumph over judgment. But Elohim is the judgment name. So the atheists are they who scorn, from a biblical Hebraic perspective, the atheists would be those who scorn the emuna, the trust, the truth, the reality that he who be who he be, ha Elohim, he cares how men act, and he will judge in the ways of man. So there, from Psalm 10, verse 4, picking up with this there is no God theme, we come up to Psalm 14 and 1, and that connects with today's daily Psalm 53 and 1 right here. There is no God. So the fool saying in his heart, the statement is not a philosophical assertion that Ha Elohim does not exist. Because when one say that, it's only a philosophical assertion. but rather it's a constant affirmation. He's confirming here that he who be who he be, ha Elohim, is unconcerned. In other words, almost like there is no Elohim, there is no judge, there is no judgment. Do what thou wilt shall be all of the law, is to say. That he's unconcerned about how men live morally or ethically. So we have Psalm 10 and 4 and Psalm 10, verse 4 and verse 11, just as a point of reference. This is why the next idea that is brought out here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 53, is they have dealt corruptly and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. Hishahitu, wehita'ibu awel, ein osei tov. Ain, there's not osei tov. There's none that doeth good. And even here, the idea needs to be brought out by a reference, by making a point of reference. Let's do the study notes to Psalm 14 right here. This idea, they have dealt corruptly, unrestrained. They're unrestrained by a admittance of a reality in Elohim as the world and humanity's shofet, in Elohim ha-shofet, to judge, right, humanity in general. In other words, they'll point to, well, look at all the wrong things gone. If there was a God, where is he? That is that attitude, right? So they've grown utterly desolate and, as the scriptures will say, reprobate. Right, so in bringing this out right here in these particular verses right here, we have the idea that they act corruptly, they do evil with injustice. This is brought out in Psalm 14 and 1, has the word Elila, or some would enunciate it Alila, or Elila. What is Elila, Alila? It's a D. But here we have, in today's daily song, we have Awel, or Avel, or Evel, Avel, but pointed as Avel, or Awel, right? So there, it was a deed, right? Elila, the Elila. Here is Awel, it's injustice. The verbs describe the typical behavior of the wicked, of the ratchet, the Rasha, Rasha'im, right? The subject of the plural verbs is sons of men, as we have in verse 2. So the entire humanity, the human race, is characterized as in a fallen state or of a awful behavior. This practical atheism, schism, living as if there is ain Elohim, there's no judge who will hold them accountable for their actions, this is what makes them naval, makes them fools, senef, for one of the earmarks of folly and uckery is to fail to anticipate the long-range consequences. There are consequences of one's acts or inactions, one's behavior or misbehaviors. This is why it says there is none that does good. Ain or say tov. So they think they're doing good by such a behavior, such a stance, such a way of thinking, such a philosophy. This is why it says, give us a teaching of his majesty, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. Hebraically speaking, in the most Jewish of the churches, we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, we can say, you know, give us a teaching of his majesty, because we don't want no naval, right? The naval, the fool. The fool's philosophy is what's brought out in today's daily song right here. So we have the Beit and the Gimel verses. The Beit and the Gimel verses are also particularly interesting, right? The picture of Adonai looking down from Shemaim, it draws attention to his sovereignty, that he is that exalted, that he looks down or he sees everything in one view over the Olam, the Alam of the world, over this earthly plane. But he's looking at one thing and for one thing in particular. He looked forth from heaven upon who? The sons of men. Right, the sons of men, al-bnei Adam, upon the sons of Adam. This is speaking of humanity in the most general, overall sense, right? Adam, when using the term Adam, bnei Adam is like saying all humanity, high and low in that sense, kind of all together. But it's a key to recognize that there's a nuance. See, some would say, well, it's speaking of everyone, but there's a context of Yisrael, the man who sees El, who's exempted from this and in favor of El. Thus, we have the whole sense of the psalm, right, as we go through it with Yisrael being afflicted, right, by the ratchet of the nations and also the righteous elements, the tzadikim, the tzadikana amongst Yasharel, being afflicted by the ratchet ones. Jehovah is like, we being afflicted by the Israelites that ain't right because we are the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah. Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Christ in his second advent, in the second adventure, according to the word and the spirit of prophecy. So he's looking down. Is there any that acts wisely? Is there any that acts wisely? Who seeks to have a relationship with Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, by obeying and worshiping him, right? Recognizing the value of the reverence and the respect. Is there any that did understanding or maskil, that act wisely? Lirot, lirot hayesh maskil. So it's interesting, the perspective is saying that you can tell that they are ratchet as ark from just how you can see, to see them. Right? If any did maskil, we say understand, but here it means to act wisely. It's not just an inner understanding, but how do they carry, how does humanity in general carries itself? So here, just covering the Gimel verse, right here, we have Elohim, Mishamayim, Hishakeif, Allah b'nei Adam. Lirota Hayesha Masakila Doresha Eta Elohim. So now here we have this sense here in this particular verse. Let's bring this over right here. Right? It says, every one of them is gone back. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. So here we have Kulosag Yachadal Ne Elahu. Ain oseh tov, ain gama echad. So here we have the Hebrew, every one of them is unclean. The Hebrew kulo sag. Now in the 14th Psalm, it says they are all corrupt. Hakol sar. Now both verbs have much of the same kind of meaning, but sag is used especially of backsliding and is therefore a more emphatic. So in today's daily Psalm, Psalm 53, we have a more emphatic. All of it turns away, right? All of it turns away is the sense of the idea. Kulo, kulo, right? We have the sense of kulo, right? Kulosag, kulosag. Every one of them is unclean. All of them have turned away. In Psalm 14, hakol, the all, right? Here we have kulo, right? We have sar, right? Turn aside. But here we have saga, saga, kulosag. Kulosag. This brings down a very interesting force of its meaning. Together they are corrupt. There is none that doeth good. Right? In this sort of state, how can they? How can they do good? There is none that doeth good. And then we get to, you know, the verses, verses 5 and verse 6, where we get to the rewording, or the seeming rewording, and it brings a very important sense, but the beauty of it, it says, oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When Elohim turned the captivity of his people, turning it around on the world flesh and the goyim, let Yaakov rejoice, let Israel be glad, 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 be glad.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before God.
Glory! Rastafari, glory! Rastafari, glory! Rastafari.
Man, that is blind. Man, that is blind. Man, that is blind. All he needs to do is follow the spirit which is legit. That is how we'll all grow. Know him, hello.
Yes, 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 original theology for the dreadlocks. Here, 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 Junior Bob.
He who seeks of only vanity and no love for humanity shall fade away, fade away. He who checks for only wealth and not for his physical health shall fade away, fade away. Though some believe in diamonds and pearl and feel like they're on top of the world, they shall fade away. Hear what I say. The rich is getting richer every day, and the little that the poor man got, it shall be taken away. Do you hear what I say? Yeah, hear what I say. The man who worships silver and gold shall surely, surely, surely lose his own soul, then fade away. One who's always acting smart and don't carry no love in his heart shall fade away. God is there and there and everywhere, and he knows when you play the game unfair. So people beware, or else you fade away.
I got to say, no way to run and hide. kinda got to move with the tide, I tell you. You gotta keep up the stride, I tell you, yeah. We don't be with the ghetto. Forward on, black man, forward on, yeah. Ain't no sunshine when the king far ain't around. So roots, man, you gotta be round and keep on moving around to this town, yeah.
The rich is getting richer every day.
Some are kind of sleeping on the cops and some are getting real and real fine. But I see if you don't live above your means, then you'll be around to taste in the scenes, yeah. Ah, black man, you got to know yourself. Or maybe you're gonna get kicked off the shelf, yeah. Black man, you got to know yourself. Or you may get kicked off the shelf until you got no one to blame but yourself. Yeah.
Don't fade away, yeah, yeah.
Fade away.
Yes, Junior Biles, Fade Away, classic tune right there, brings out the theme of today's daily psalm, Psalm 53. Now, I mentioned the good woman versus the foolish man, the Baal. Who is this Nabal? Nabal here, the fool in the psalm, and the link with Abigail's husband and this incident here with great King David. So we're going to go through the midrash, the overview, and we have enough time, we'll zoom in on some of the notes and particulars right here, Davidic Psalm, Shema Yisrael, Sima,
it is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Shalom, Chaverim, shalom. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun Gimel, Psalm 53, Psalm Rastafari, hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel, Sima Rastafari, Sima, hear this. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Maliki Tzedek. Here we have Psalm 53. Now, as many of the Chaverim know, and others also, hopefully, in this study, this Midrash, the study on today's daily psalm. Today's psalm, Mizmor Nun Gimel, Nun Gamel, is a later version of Psalm 14, Psalm XIV. So here for a Midrash, a study, a teaching on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun Gimel Non Gamel. La Menatz Eyach Al Machlat Maskil Le David. To the eternal God, upon Machlat a Maskil of David. Amar Navar Belibo Ein Elohim. Nabal have said in his heart. Amar Naval Belibo Ein
Elohim.
The fool hath said in his heart, Belibo Ein Elohim. There is no Elohim, true good, true God. The fool hath said, Amar Naval Belibo. Amar to say, Nabal, Hebraically,
maybe said Naval, some enunciates Naval, but Afro-Shemitically point as Nabal, Amar, Nabal, Belibo, Nabal, Nabal, hath said in his heart. Here, 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 the superscription, and according to the KJV translation, this right here would be like the first verse, the first part, which is often translated as the full, the Naval, the Nabal, Nabal, Nabal. The word machrat in the superscription, la menatzeyach, al machrat, 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 maskil ledawit, machrat. The word machrat is to be read in the light, in the illumination of the verse from Proverbs, from Mashal, from Proverbs 18:22. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a great good. Matzah isha matzah tov. Matzah isha matzah tov. Matzah isha. Whoso findeth a wife, a isha, an isha, matzah isha matzah tov. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a great good. Tov, matzah, tov. Endless is the good of a good woman. Woman, woman. Endless is the good of a good woman. And even as the good of a good woman is endless, so the evil of an evil woman is endless. As is said in Ecclesiastes 7:26, I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets. U motze ani mar mi amareta eta haisha asherahia. Me odim wa khira I find more bitter than death. More bitter than death. O motse ani mara mi mavet. More bitter than mavet than death. Mi mavet. O motse ani ani I mar bitter mi mavet mi mavet. Bitter than death, the woman whose heart is snares and nets. Eta ha'isha asher hiya mitzodim wachiramim. Wachiram. Rav Samuel taught Abigail did more good for David, than all the sacrifices in the world. For had David done that deed that he thought to do upon Nabal, upon the fool Nabal, then even if David had brought all the sacrifices in the world, they would not have atoned for him. But Abigail came to him and saved him. What she did for him is implied in the superscription of today's daily psalm. La menatzeyach ala machlat maskil le David. To the eternal God, la menatzeyach. For the overcomer, la menatzeyach al machlat, upon machlat. Even as sacrifices bring about forgiveness, Abigail brought about forgiveness. Mechila, mechila for David. Hakadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, a good woman comes to belong to a good man. An evil man dies in his evil, as is said in 1 Samuel 25:38. It came to pass about 10 days after that Jehovah smote Nabal, smote the fool, so that he died. What caused his death? His hand was niggardly, stingy, niggardly in deeds of charity and deeds of love. Hence, Abigail said to David, let not my Lord, I pray the I, regard this base fellow. Please, your majesty, pay no attention to this base fellow in 1 Samuel 25:25. Al na yasim adoni et kiya kishmo kenohu navala shmo una vala imo va ani ama e matika. Wa'ani ematika lo ra'iti eta na'ereya adoni ashera shalachita. Let not my Lord, I pray thee, I, al na yasim adoni, regard this base fellow, this son of Belial, the son of Blair, the son of Blair, Etaliboa, Elisha HaBelial, Hazeh. What did she mean by Elisha Belial, HaBelial? What did she mean by this Belial, that Nabal, the fool, had an evil eye, a Buddha eye. As is said, quote, beware that there be not a base thought, a thought of Belial, of Blair, Menamnetesoch, that there be a base thought in thy heart, and thine eye be evil. In Devarim, in Deuteronomy 15:9. She also said, Adoni David, my majesty, my lord, David, couldst thou not have learnt what he is from his name? Churl Naval, fool Naval is his name. Al Naval Lakia Kishmo. He acts churlishly and speaks churlishly. He acts foolishly and speaks foolishly. He acts niggardly and speaks niggardly. Rav Simon taught Nabal and Lavan were alike. And the letters of their names, Shemot, are alike. Even as Laban, Laban, was a deceiver, so Nabal was a deceiver. And since both were deceivers, Shlomo, Solomon said, I speak of these two in saying, in Proverbs 12:20, deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. And who are they that enjoy peace, that enjoy shalom? The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, upon whom shalom, peace, was bestowed. As is said in Psalm 29:11, Yahuwah, Jehovah, will give strength to Amo, his people. Jehovah will bless his people, Amo, with shalom, with peace. Abigail said to David, my lord king, your majesty, if the following case were brought to thee, to the eye, what wouldst thou do? A poor man goes to his master and says, show mercy to me, show mercy to I, give I a morsel of bread. But the master feels no obligation towards him and refuses his plea. So the poor man falls upon him and kills him and deads him. Now, if such a case were brought to thee, the eye, for judgment, what wouldest thou, the eye, do? Thou wouldest feel as if gagged and wouldest be unable to utter thy judgment. For men would say, did not Dawid, did not David do just such a thing to Nabal, to the fool? When scripture says in 1 Samuel 25:31, let this not be to thee a gag, it means that Abigail said, quote, do not put a gag in thy mouth. Do not say, because I am Melech, I am king, I am Negus, no man can rebuke me. No man can rebuke I. Rebuke thyself in thy heart. Let this not, make this not be to thee I, a gag, a gag, a gag, a gag. There is one gag in thy mouth already. Let that one be enough for thee, for the eye,
for the eye, for the eye, for the eye.
What did Abigail mean by the words, then remember thy handmaid, remember Ematika? What did she mean? She meant, do not forget me. Don't forget I. Do not forget me. I shall be in thy mind when such a case is brought before thee. As thou judgest it, mayest thou say, let her who so acted on my behalf that I did not incur the guilt, the asham, the guilt of blood, be remembered for baraka, for blessing. Dawid replied, not because of thee am I not guilty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, sent thee, sent the eye to me, sent the eye to eye, as is said in 1 Samuel 25:32. Blessed be Jehovah Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim of Israel, who sent thee, the eye, this day to meet me, to meet I. Even so, thou art worthy to be blessed. As is said, in 1 Samuel 25, next verse, verse 33, blessed be thy discretion, and blessed be thou. David escaped from iniquity, but Nabal, the fool, entered into it. For, as it is said, even in today's daily psalm, Nabal have said in his heart, Amar Nabal Labilibo, Ain Elohim,
Ain Elohim.
Nabal, the fool have said in his heart, Ain Elohim, there is no Elohim. And what was in his heart, deceit,
heart, his
deceit.
Heart, his
as is said in Proverbs 12:20, deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil. Nabal, with evil belibo in his heart, claimed not to know David, as is said in 1 Samuel 25:10. Who is David? Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse?
The son of Jesse? The son of Jesse?
Nabal, the fool, also claimed not to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One. Blessed be he, as is said, Amar Nabal Bilibo, Ein Elohim. Nabal hath said in his heart, there is no Elohim. What can the words Bilibo, Belibo, in his lib, in his heart, mean except evil thoughts? And the words immediately following dealt corruptly, dealt corruptly. He shachitu. What do they allude to? He shachitu where he ta'ibu avel ain or set of. What do they allude to? To the corruption of the generation of the flood, of whom it is written in Genesis 6 and 12, all flesh had corrupted their way. Like them, this Nabal, this fool, committed acts of unchastity. These are alluded to in Hishachito. Hishachito dealt corruptly. Therefore, Abigail said to David, let not my Lord, I pray thee, I regard this base fellow, this man of Belial, of Blear. Al na yasima donieta libo il ishaha Belial hazeh. Why did she call him base fellow, a man of Belial? Ish ha Belial. Why did she call him that? Because he committed acts of unchastity. As scripture says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12 and verse 22, the sons of Eli were base men. The sons of Eli were base men. They lay sexually with the woman that did service at the petach, the door of the tent of meeting, at the door of the ohel moed. Another comment, what can he shachitu, dealt corruptly, mean except that Nabal meditated idolatry, belibo, in his heart? For here the verse says, dealt corruptly, he shachitu. And elsewhere scripture says in Deuteronomy 4 and 16, lest ye y'all deal corruptly and make you a graven image. Hence Nabal, the fool, is called a base fellow, and ish ha Belial, in the sense in which scripture uses this phrase in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 14, certain men, base fellows, are going out saying, let us go and serve other Elohim. Let us go out and serve other gods. Kulo sag yachdal ne elachu. Every one of them is as dross. Every one of them is unclean. Kulo sag yachdal ne elachu. In the similarly worded Mizmor song, Psalm 14, it is written, they are all gone aside, in Psalm 14, verse 3. That is, men who have gone aside from the road may yet return in repentance. In this Mizmor, today's daily Psalm, Mizmor, Nun Gimel, Nun Gamel, however, it is written, Kulo sag yachdaw ne elachu. It is written, every one of them is as dross. That is, every one of them is debased. They are all together become stinking. Yachdaw ne elachu. They are together become impure, stank. They stank from without, because they overflow with wickedness, with ratchetness from within. Another comment on every one of them is as dross. They are all together. Ne'elachu. Ne'elachu.
Ne'elachu.
They. Them. Them are the men of Sodom, who became so debased as to bring upon themselves their burning like braziers. The word ne'elachu is taken as stemming from the word ach, as in the verse, the brazier, the ach, was burning before him in Jeremiah 36 and 22. There is no one, there is none that doeth good. No, not the one, the one, the one. Ein olse tov. Ein dam echad.
Echad.
Abraham's name was not included among the men of Sodom. That Abraham is the one.
The one. The one.
The echad. The verse refers to, is shown by the words, Abraham was the one in Ezekiel 33 and 24. It was then Abraham said, according to Psalm 26, verses 4 to 5, I have not sat with men of falsehood. I hate, objectively speaking, I hate the gathering of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked, with the ratchet. Thereupon Abraham journeyed from thence, from Zaya, in Genesis 20 and 1. These words are to be read in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Job 14 and 18. And surely the mountains falling crumbleth away, and the rock is removed out of his place. The mountain falling crumbleth away refers to Sodom and its sister cities. And the rock is removed out of his place refers to Abraham, for he is the rock of whom it is said in Isaiah 51 verses 1 to 2, look to the rock whence where ye y'all were hewn. Look to Abraham, your father.
Your father.
Your father. Thereupon, according to Genesis 20 and 1, Abraham journeyed from thence, from there. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said, Abraham, thou hast no business with the men of Sodom, of Sodom. Abraham, thou hast no business, no business with the men of Sodom, of whom it is said in today's daily psalm, Psalm 53, here, Hebraically, at verse 3, Elohim, mi shamayim, hi shakifa Allah b'nei Adam, lirota hayesha masakil, doresha et Elohim. Elohim looketh forth from heaven. Elohim, mi shamayim, hi shakif,
hi shakif,
hi shakif, hi shakif, upon the children of men, al b'nei Adam, upon the children of Adam, to see if there were any man of understanding. Lirot hayesh maskil. Any man of maskil that did seek after Elohim. Doresh et Elohim. Every one of them is unclean. Kullo sag. Kullo sag. Every one of them is sag. Every one of them is unclean. Every one of them is sag. Every one of them is dross. Another comment on ne'elachu. Ne'elachu.
Ne'elachu.
The word, it means that the men of Sodom The men of Sodom became familiars, obia workers, in the secret mysteries of other Elohim, of other gods. Thereupon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the ministering angels, go forth and see what the children of Adam are doing on earth, on the earthly plane. And the ministering angels answered, there is none, no one that doeth good. Ain oseh tov. Ain oseh tov. There is none, no one that doeth good. Good. The workers of iniquity, who knew not, them who eat up my people, as they eat bread. Hello, yadu'a po ele arein okle ami aklu lachem. Knew not that, according to Jeremiah 2:3, Israel is Yahuwah, is Jehovah's hallowed, holy, set aside portion. All that devour him, that eat him up, shall be held guilty. The iniquitous say, even when a good thing comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the one who called it forth. This is the meaning of workers of iniquity. Po'ele aven. This is the meaning of the po'ele aven, the workers of iniquity who call not upon Elohim. Elohim lo karau, and call not upon Elohim, the true good, the true God. There were they in great fear. Shum. Pachdu. Fachad. Lo haya fachad. There are they in great fear. Where? No fear was. Shum. Pachdu. Fachad. Lo haya fachad. The righteous were in fear and reverence, respect, for they saw Achitophel in Gehenna. And they said, if Elohim deals so with such a righteous, a tzaddik, a righteous man, how much more strictly will he deal with us? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, gave Achitophel his punishment, he let the righteous, the tzaddikim, see his deeds, and they were relieved of fear. Hence, here it is said, no fear was. Lo haya, not to be fachad. Lo haya fachad. No fear was. And why not? Because Elohim is with the righteous generation, according to the words of Psalm 14:5. Another comment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, said, I declare that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, shall pay taxes to the kingdoms, even as Hagoyim, the Goyim, the Gentiles, pay them. By fachad, fear, pachad, I meant that you may impose the fear of excises upon them, but not that you may impose the fear of persecution, false prosecution upon them. Yet, lo haya fachad, Yet no fahad, no pahad was, no fear was. For the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, surrendered themselves to Mavet, to Mawet, to Mo, to death, and those who remained were saved through the merit of those who were slain in the persecution, in the false prosecution, as is said, Elohim is with the generation of the righteous. Elohim is with the righteous generation.
Generation. Generation.
In the similarly worded Mizmor in Psalm 14, in the verse that reads, ye, y'all, would put to shame the counsel of the afflicted, but Yahuwah, but Jehovah is his refuge. What is meant by the words, the counsel of the afflicted? What is meant by the words, Devarim, the counsel of the afflicted? Rav Yehuda, Judah said, they mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to HaGoyim, to the Goyim, to the nations of the world, the international communities and nationalities, ye, y'all, build your houses of idolatry. But when I said to you, let Yerushalayim be built, let Jerusalem, may Jerusalem be built, ye said, Israel, Israel is to be afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not to be comforted. In the words of Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 54:11. Hence here it is said, ye, y'all, would put to shame the counsel of the afflicted. And in this psalm, in this mizmor non Gamel, Nun Gimel, Psalm 53, it is said, hast thou put them to shame, because Elohim hath rejected them. The eye has put them to shame, because Elohim, the true good, the true God, rejected them. Hevi Shotaha, Ki Elohim me'asam. Hevi shota. Ki Elohim me'asam. That is, think ye all that Yahweh, that Jehovah, that Adonai has rejected them? But was it not said long ago in Leviticus 26:44, I will not reject them. That the salvation of Yisrael, of Israel, will come out of Zion when Elohim turneth back the captivity of his people, Amo. Then shall Jacob, Yaakov, rejoice, and Israel, shall be glad. Mi yiten mitzion yishuota Yisrael b'shuva Elohim shuvuta amo yagel ya'eko yismach Yisrael. But Esau and Ishmael shall be vexed.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Rastafari.
When I see my friends become my enemies, I have to fire.
No,
no link, no fire.
No doubt. nothing I go like that tune. Now why? Batman sucking at the maid like a tumor. Them bird like three scribes, one a night made by Puma. Them just believe for life, suddenly by Puma. Start so you're not to them, I tell you what I'm going. Get your visa, you fly out them, I pray for you drop out them. Sit down like a killer, fine, and you back out them. Tell them how you friend, but them ask why my vote for me, say.
Well, just the heart can't sweep it through.
Could I never?
They are like the trees, we can't bloom.
Could I never?
They can't show it. They don't know for them a come a act like. Them a you brother, all them good puppies back fine. Watch them kill it pretty soon them a go. So show them colors like a stoplight. Them
color down a brass pipe. Them a so dirty mouth is covered with a scotch pride. Them need a whole reservoir of jelly water to wash off them out. That good hole in and the back one at the sand fine.
Find out dirty heart can't sweep it through.
Good or never.
They are like the trees when can't bloom.
Good or never.
They can't show it.
I love that tune right there. But right here, as we said about the good woman versus the foolish man, that was an overview right there. We're going to zoom into one part of the Midrash to kind of bring out a little bit more and give thanks to Sister Sharon Jackson, all the Haverim, the brothers and sisters right here. Yeah,
my Hebrew,
boy, everything takes time. Shema Yisrael, here, today's Psalm, Mizmor Non Gamel, Mizmor Nun Gimel, here, the Midrash, as a supplement to the Midrash on today's Psalm, Psalm 53, Mizmor Non Gamel, Mizmor Nun Gamel. Here, Afro-Shemitically pointed Non Gamel, otherwise it is pointed as Nun Gamel, Psalm 53, the Midrash right here, and Psalm 53, as the Chaverim knows and should know, is a later version of Psalm 14, Psalm XIV. So compare, contrast Psalm 14 and today's daily psalm, Psalm 53. So we have Psalm 53, today's daily psalm, which is a later version of Mizmor Yod Dalet, Mizmor Yud Dalet, Psalm XIV. So here, Psalm LIII. Now in the first part of the Midrash, we have Midrash notes, and to zoom in on the notes, in the first part of the psalm, and the Midrash note right here, where it reads, to the eternal God, upon Mahalat, Maskil of Dawit, Nabal hath said in his heart, here, the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim, and the Hebrew Psalter, the superscription, the title, elsewhere, that's not included as a verse in the KJV, the King James Version, but is the small type before verse 1 in the King James Version and other translations, reads, Lanatzeach al machlat maskil le David. This is the first verse, proper verse, Hebraically, which here in the Midrash is brought out as to the eternal God, la menatzeach, to the eternal God. Elsewhere translated as for the leader, to the chief musician, to the menatzeach, lamnatzeach, to the overcomer, as we have in the Chazon, in Revelation, and in the Brit Chadasha sense, the menatzeach, the one who natzach, netzach, overcomes, lamnatzeach, also natzach, netzach, eternal. So here, the Midrash of Mizmor Non Gamel brings out the sense of to the chief musician, in the KJV, to the chief musician, in the English Hebrew translation, for the leader, for the menatzeach, for the musical director, menatzeach, for the overcomer, the Brit Chadasha sense, but here, Mizmor Non Gamel, in the Midrash of Mizmor Non Gamel, lamnatzeach, to the eternal God, al machelat, upon machelat, Maskil,
Le David, a maskil of David. Nabal hath said in his heart, Amar Nabal Bilibo. Nabal hath said in his heart, Amar to say, said Amar Nabal, 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 Naval, Naval, Nabal, Amar Nabal Bilibo in his heart. Bilibo. The word Machalat, Machalat is to be read in the light of the verse. So here, Machalat, Machalat, some interpret Machalat as sickness or sickness to afflict, some translators. Here, Machalat is to be read, Zehu Ashamar HaKatuv, in the light, according to what the scripture reads in the Mashal and Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 18:22, the verse, whoso findeth a wife findeth a great good. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a great good. Matza isha, matza tob. Whoso findeth a wife, matza isha, findeth a great good. Matza tob. Matza isha, matza tob. Other versions, like the King James Version, Psalm 18, verse 22, it reads, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. But now, if you look in the KJV, the King James Version, here, zooming in on the Midrash notes for Mizmor Non Gamel Nun Gimel, Psalm 53, here in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, according to the King James translation, you'll see that whoso is italicized, whoso italicized, and sing is italicized. So more of the force of the Hebrew, not reading the italicized words, but just what is written in regular type, it would read, findeth a wife, findeth a good. Findeth a wife, findeth a good. Matza isha, matza tob. Matza isha, matza tawab, matza tob. Matza isha, matza tov. Here. So here is where we find the first Midrash note for Psalm 53, right here, connected with the Mishle Shlomo, the first part of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, the A part of the verse. Whoso findeth a wife, matza isha, matza tov, findeth a great good, matza isha, matza tov. Now, Nabal's wife was Abigail. Here see and refer to 1 Samuel, 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 3. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 3. Here reads, now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail. And the woman was of good understanding and a beautiful form, but the man was churlish and evil in his doings. And he was of the house of Caleb, and he was of the house of Caleb. Now here in the King James Version translation, a slightly different reading, and here's the reading from the KJV. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife, Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. Now here in the Scofield Study Bible, next to Nabal, next to the name of the man, there is a marginal note, a C note, and here the note IE is full. Now the name of the man was full, or the name of the man was Nabal. And here from the Hebrew, V'shem Haisha Navala, V'shem Haishto Avigail, V'ahaisha tovata sechel, V'fata toar, V'ahaisha kashe, V'ra'a ma'ilalim, V'hua chalivi. Here, the Hebrew. Now, the name of the man was Nabal. V'shem ha'ish Nabal. V'shem ha'ish Nabal. V'shem ha'isha Nabal. And the name of his wife, Abigail. V'shem ishto Abigail. V'shem ishto, and name ishto, his wife ishto, Abigail. And the woman was of a good understanding. V'haisha tovata sechel. V'haisha, with and Haisha, the woman, Tovat, Tovat, good, Sekel, Sekel, good circumspection, good understanding. Tovata Sekel, Vifata To'ara, and of a beautiful form, we fat to'ar, we and yifat, beautiful, pretty, beautiful, yifat, yifat, to'ar, to'ar, form, countenance, figure, shape, vifata to'ar, v'ha'isha kasha, and the man, or but the man, was churlish, but the man was churlish. We and Haish and the Ish. We Haish. Kasha. 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 Here, here, here. Rough. But the man was rough. Kasha. Here, here, here. Kasha. But the man was hard. It was rough. We Haish. Kasha. We Haish. Kasha. Was rigorous. Here we have in the scripture, we have Avodah. Avodah. Service, work, labor. Even in the sense of employer, service, work, labor, avoda, avoda. Now, when we add the word kasha, kasha, right? That's like rigorous, like bondage, service with rigor, with rigor. So he was a rigorous, a rough, a hard. So we have the contrast between the character of Nabal and Ishto, and Ishto and his wife, his woman. So relevant to the episode that is narrated, but briefly, is briefly but vividly drawn, even right here, 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 in First Shemuel, First Samuel, chapter 25, here at the third verse, which reads on, but the man was churlish, but the man was rough, hard, was cruel, was rigorous. Where ha'ish kasha, v'ra'a ma'ilalim, ma'ilalim, v'ra'a, v'an ra' and evil, v'ra'a. Wera, ma'ilalim, ma'ilalim, his doings, his deeds, ma'ilalim was evil. And it fulfills right here where it says that, and he was of the house of Caleb, Caleb, he was of the house, wuhu, Kalevi, wuhu, Kalevi. The family of Caleb had occupied, since the conquest of the Canaan, a district in Yehuda and Judah of that Hebron. Hebron was the center. We have the reference in Shoftim and Judges, Judges chapter 1 at verse 20. Now the word Nabal, Naval, Nabal in this Mizmor, Mizmor Non Gamel, and the first version, Mizmor Yod, Yud, Dalet, Psalm 14, the word Nabal in this psalm is usually translated fool and the fool. Nabal, Naval, Naval, and the psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, is usually not connected with the story of Nabal. It's usually in regular other non-Yehudi do not really make the connection because they do not read the Hebrew, so they don't see the inner meaning and the inner connection with the story of Nabal. But here, 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 but here, 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 but here, here, here. So the Midrash on Mizmor Non Gamel on Psalm 53 goes on to state that endless is the good of a good woman, a good Isha. And even as the good of a good Isha is endless, so the evil of an evil Isha, evil Eshet Oset, is endless. As is said even in Ecclesiastes and Kohelet, in the preacher, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 26, where it reads, I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets. I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets. Here, here, Kohelet, the preacher, Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes 7:26, and 7:26, the verse that reads, and I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets. U motze ani mara mia mavet eta haisha asher hiya me zodim wa Chiramim, me tzodim vachiramim, sneers and nets. I find umotze ani, umotze and finding ani, I and I find umotze ani, mar bitter, miyamavet, mi mawet, from death more bitter than death. Eta ha'isha, the isha, the woman, the eshet, the orset, the woman, asher, that which he, she, mitz odim, mitzvadim snares, wachramim, wachramim, and nets. Umotzeani marmi maweta etahisha shahia mitzvadim wachramim. Now here, a note within the Midrash note on this verse from Kohelet, from the preacher, from Kohelet, chapter 7, verse, first part of verse 26. Now, some commentators on this particular verse, and I find more bitter than death, the woman whose heart is snares and nets, some commentators find in the verse a wholesale condemnation of woman, but this is contrary to the plain statement of the text and his recommendation, even in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9. And what is his recommendation? Kohelet, the preacher, in Ecclesiastes 9 and 9, his recommendation is enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in life, and in thy labor wherein thou laborest under the sun. So Kohelet, his recommendation is to enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest. Of thy vanity, days of thy vanity. Asher natana leka tachata hashemesha, that he hath given thee, that he hath given thee tachat hashemesh, tachat under hashemesh, under the sun, kola yemeya hevelecha, all the days of hevelecha, of thy hevel hevelecha, of thy vanity. Ki yehuwa helekecha, ki hu helekecha, ki hu helekecha, for that is thy portion. Ki, for who, for he, for it, helekecha, thy portion, ba chayim, in life, thy portion in life, and in thy labor wherein thou laborest under the sun. Ooh, va e malika asher ata amel tachat ha shamesh. The author of Kohelet, as with the author of the Proverbs, the author of the Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, some say, has very harsh things to say about a bad woman. The author of Proverbs, the author of the Mishlei Shlomo, the Mashal, Mashlim of the Proverbs, has very harsh things to say about a bad woman. For example, in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 18, and in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 25. In 2, verse 18, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 18, he reads concerning the bad woman. He says, "For her house sinketh down into death, and her paths to the shades." He says of the bad woman, "For her house sinketh down to death, and her paths to the shades." Ki neshacha illa maveta beitaha ve illa refayi ma egloteha. And in Proverbs 7:25, the author of Proverbs says, "Let not thy heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. Make not thy heart to decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths." Ala yesita illa de rakeha libeka. Ala teda bia neti voteha. Let not thy heart decline to her, to her ways, concerning the bad woman. Ala yesita illa de rakeha libeka. Go not astray. Ala teta. Go not astray. Bia niti hoteha, in her paths. And all of this and more, the author of Proverbs has to say concerning a bad woman, but praises the good woman, praises the good woman in countless verses in the Proverbs. Proverbs 11, verse 16, Proverbs 12, verse 4, Proverbs 18, verse 22, Proverbs 19, verse 14, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, to the fulfillment of the book of Proverbs. The phrases that Kohelet, the Ecclesiastes, the preacher, Ohelet employs indicate that he has the former class in mind. In other words, he has the bad woman in mind when he says, Umotani marami maveta eta isha asharrahi mitzodim avachrami. When he says, and I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is sneers and nets. More bitter than death. Mar mi mavet, mar mi mawet. Proverbs 4 and 5. Connection with Proverbs chapter 4 and 5. This particular verse, this particular phraseology right here, Hebraically. Mar mi mavet, mar mi mawet. More bitter than death. Mar mi mawet, or bitter from death, directly in the Hebrew. Mar, bitter, mimawet, mimavet, bitter from death. But a connection right here to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 4, where it reads, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. And here this is concerning the bad woman in contrast to the good woman, the theme that is brought out in Mizmor, the Midrash to Mizmor Non Gamel Nun Gimel, Psalm 53. So we're looking at the contrast right here. So here, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 4. Chapter 5, verse 4. We acheritaha mara kala inna. But her end is bitter, ka la'inna, ka as la'inna, as wormwood. Chada, 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 sharp, chada, ke as cherev, as sword, piyot, as a sword of mouths, literally in the Hebrew, ke cherev piyot, as a two-edged sword, or bringing out the direct of the Hebrew, chada kecherepiot, sharp as a sword of mouth, sharp as a sword of mouth. The sense here Hebraically as an all-devouring and all-eating sword, a sword of mouth, sharp as a two-edged sword, sharp as a sword of mouth. Chada kecherepiot. And concerning the bad woman, contrasted with Abigail, the good woman, here in Kohelet, in the preacher, whose heart is sneers and nets. Eta haisha asher hi mitz odim avach ramim libaha, her heart, libaha, ha, heart, or who is sneers and her heart nets, or the Hebrew can be brought out right here, asher hi, mitzodim, wachramim, libaha, wachramim, libaha, here, who is sneers, she who is sneers, asher hi, asher that she, mitzodim, who she who is sneers, asher hi amitzodim, wachramim libaha, and libaha, and her heart nets. This is descriptive of the unscrupulous type of isha, or set, eshet, unscrupulous type of woman, who sets out to lure a man into her toils, to his undoing. This here is descriptive of the unscrupulous type of woman, the bad woman, who sets out to lure a man into her toils, to his undoing. Ani marmi maveteta isha asher hi amitzodim wachrami ma libaha. Yet the midrash, or mizmor non gamel nun gimel, goes on to state that Rav Samuel taught that Abigail did more good for David than all the sacrifices in the world. For had David done that deed that he thought to do upon Nabal, then even if David had brought all the sacrifices in the world, they would not have atoned for him. But Abigail came to him and saved him. What did what she did for him is implied even here in today's psalm in Mizmor Nun Gamel Nun Gimel in the first verse Hebraically where it reads Lanatzeach Allah Machlata Maskilla Litawi to the eternal God. Lam natzeach to the eternal God. Upon machlat al machlat. Even as sacrifices bring about forgiveness, Abigail brought about mechila, forgiveness, mechila, leDavid, for David. Hakadosh, Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, a good woman comes to belong to a good man. An evil man dies in his evil. As is said even in 1 Samuel chapter 25 at verse 38 where it reads, it came to pass about 10 days after that Jehovah smote Nabal so that he died. Vayihiya ka isareta hayamim vayigof Yahuwah et Nabal vayamot. And it came to pass about 10 days after vayihiya ka isareta hayamim that Jehovah smote Nabal. Vayigof Yahuwah et Nabal. And so that he died, or Hebraically, vayamot, and wa, and yamot, and he died, or bring out the Hebrew sense, vayamot, so that he died. Vayihi ka isareta hayamim. Vayigofio et Nabal. Wayamot. So this brings us here to the second midrash note right here, connected with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, namely, a good woman, a good isha, eshet, or set, comes to belong to a good man. An evil man dies in his evil. Here is where the second midrash note points to. The sentence is a command, rather than a statement. For example, let the good woman come and be the possession of the good man, and let the evil man die for his evil. May the good woman come and be the possession of the good man, and make the evil man die for his evil. Why you go fear, Yahuwah, and Jehovah smote Nabal. Perhaps a second stroke intervened, and this second stroke, Wayigofia Waeta Naval, was fate. Wayamot. What caused his death? His hand was niggardly in deeds of charity, in deeds of giving, in deeds of charity. Hence Abigail said to Dawi, even in 1 Samuel 25:25, let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this base fellow. Al na yasim Adoni et libo el ish habliya al. May not my Lord Adoni. Al na yasim Adoni. May not my Lord, let not Adoni. I pray thee. Al na yasim Adoni. Regard this base fellow. Set not your heart. Al na yasim Adoni et libo. Set not thy heart. May my Lord not set his heart il ish to the man habliyal, the ish habliyal, the ish of Belial, of Belial, the base, this worthless man. Al na yasim Adoni et libo il ish habliyal. What did she mean, Chaverim? What did she mean by ha Belial, by ish ha Belial, by the man of Belial, the man of Belial, Belial. Here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, bringing out the Hebrew, Belial means worthless. This ish man ha Belial, this man of a high station who is worthless, this ish Belial, this man of Belial, worthlessness, badness, lawlessness, Torahlessness, wickedness, ratchetness, evil, destruction, nothingness. Here, bringing out from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary on bass fellow from the Hebrew, the Ish HaBelial, the man of the Belial, Belial, any man or woman who was considered wicked, ratchet, worthless, lawless, Torahless, or licentious might be called a son or a daughter of Belial. Here, Nabal is called by his wife Ish HaBelial, a base fellow, a base fellow. We have Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 13, Judges chapter 19, verse 22, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 16, 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. In these texts, Belial or Belir, in the other form Belir, as we have the prince of Belir, Belir, Belir is another form of Belial, is not the name of any individual per se, except that in the Brit Chadasha, in the New Testament, the Hadith Kidan, it is used as an appellative, like a name, attributional name of HaSatan, of Satan. We have this in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. The metaphysical of Belial is, Belial refers to the adversary, HaSatan, the adversary, or in our interpretation, Targum, to the adverse consciousness, the adversarial mind, or the adversarial mindlessness, the adverse satanic consciousness in man, in man. But what did she mean? What did Abigail mean? That Nabal had an evil eye. As is said, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 15 and 9, beware that there be not a base thought in thy heart, and thine eye be evil. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 9, where it reads in part, beware that there be not a base thought in thy heart, and thine eye be evil.
Evil.
Hishamer leka. Pena yihye davar ra'im levavecha v'li'al. Beware that there be not a base thought in thy heart, a base thought with thy heart. Hishamer, beware, guard, lecha, guard thyself. Hishamer lecha, guard yourself, beware, guard thyself. Hishamer lecha, pene yihye davar ra'im levavecha v'li'al. Beware, guard yourself, lest there will be davar, a word, a matter, im, with, levavika, with your heart, bilial. There be a bilial, a belial, bilial thought in thy heart. The fuller verse, Lemor reads, saying, the seventh year, the year of release is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy needy brother, and thou give him naught, nothing. And he cried to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, against thee, against the eye. And it be sin, it be uckery, it be fuckery in the eye. Hishamer leka, pene yihye davar ra'ima levavika, v'li'al leimor. Karva shenata ha-shava'a, shenata ha-shemita, v'ra'a ainka. Ve'achika ha'evyon ve'lo titena lo ve'kara aleika illa Yahuwah ve'haya ve'ka chet. Therefore, this is what Abigail, this is what Abigail meant. She also said, my Lord David, Adoni, David, couldest thou not have learned what he was from Shemo? Couldest not the eye have learned what he be from his name? Churl Nabal Shemo. Churl Nabal is his name. Fool is his name. He acts churlishly. He acts roughly. He acts harshly and speaks roughly, harshly. Vrigger. Now this is brought out by what Abigail said furthermore, after she said, Al na yasima donieta liboa illa isha habilial. Furthermore, she said, Hazet ala navala kiya kishmo ken hu naval shemo ua ni vala imo She said, furthermore, even Nabal for his name, for as his name is, so is he. For as his name, even this Nabal, Hazeh, al Nabal, even Nabal, ki kishmo, so is he, ki kishmo, ken hu, for as his name, so is he, ki kishmo, ken hu, Nabal is shemo, is his name, u nevala, and navali, and foolishly, here, the sense of nevala, U navala imo, and foolishness, churlishness, imo, with him, imo, u navala imo. The word in Hebrew, nabal, suggests one who is insensible to the claims of either Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Ha'Elohim, or Taman, and who was consequently at once irreligious and churlish. Refer also to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 32 and 5, where verse 6 in Isaiah chapter 32, verse 5 and verse 6, it further unfolds the character of the Nabal, of the fool, in terms that recall at once the conduct of Nabal described in this chapter, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 25. 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Yes, yes, Leila Tov, family. Give thanks. Look, send it right there. Laila Tov, have a good night. Yes, I.